Welcome to Opening the Door Podcast. Join me as we unlock the door to our psychic and mediumship abilities. Today, you are going to hear the last solo episode of January 2024. I thought it would be fun to just do a quick episode that feels savable for you to teach you all about the brain waves, how they function for our brain, what they mean, and some beats and songs and sounds that can help you along different aspects of your spiritual journey. So I'm hoping this one feels like one that you can save and come back to quickly and find what you need from it. And I mentioned Psychic Witch by Matt Oren. Obviously, that is linked in the show notes. Before we get into the episode, I wanted to make a quick announcement for you. And that is that I will be closing my books for the next 2 months. So for February and March 2024, I will be closing my books for live Zoom readings. And I just wanted to share the reason for it so that if you're on the website browsing and you notice that I don't have any appointments available, that this is why for the next 2 months. So I'm just feeling very called by my intuition to close my books for 2 months. I work full time on top of this wonderful podcast and spiritual work that I do. And I'm just feeling the need to get back to basics with my own spiritual practice and reinvigorate my inspiration this way for the rest of the winter. I had planned on January being kind of more of a break month for me in terms of the podcast, but that actually didn't end up happening. I meant to batch record all of these episodes in December, these single episodes that I'm doing. And guess what? That did not happen, which is fine. It just didn't happen. And so on top of the reading schedule, thank you so, so much, by the way, everybody who booked with me in December and January. Thank you so much. I appreciate reading and tapping in for each and every one of you, whether it's a mini reading or live Zoom with me. I did a lot of readings and mini readings and theme readings, which is so great. But now for the rest of winter, it's really just time for me to find some sort of rest. Sometimes that may be active rest, sometimes that may be deep rest, and I'm just trying to let it be what it's going to be. But I will still have my mini readings open. So if you feel called for a mini reading to hear from like your guides or your higher self, definitely feel free to still purchase one of those. It's just my live Zoom readings that are going to be closed for the next 2 months. And there's also just some things I want to work on the back end of the podcast. You know, I wanted to make a new intro for season 3 and do some tweaking to the way the podcast is like produced, basically, like what you hear in the beginning, what you hear at the end. I've just been really busy and not been able to focus on that. So there are just some other things I want to, you know, focus on, like on the back end of things too. So hoping to be able to find the time to do that and just, yeah, sort of rest, reinvigorate, re-inspire, and just allow my mind to dream. And that also means dreaming up new cool things to offer you. So yeah, thank you so much for your support the past few months. I appreciate it so much. And now it's time for a little rest. So with that said, enjoy the episode. And remember, don't be afraid to open your door. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the last minisode of January. I decided to call this episode Beats and Brainwaves because I thought it would be cool to just have an episode, a short episode that sort of goes over our different brain states, our different brainwave states, what that even means, different sounds and beats you can use to accomplish different things within your own spirituality and stuff like that. I don't know. I just thought it would be cool to do a little bit of an episode on that because, for one, I think this is a great episode and hopefully short enough. I don't really know. I just started talking, so who knows how long this thing's going to be. Is it going to be a minisode or is it going to be half an hour? Who knows? But one of the things that I'm always, honestly, always forgetting is, like, I know the names of our brainwave states, but I don't always remember which state is best for psychic work. And, you know, it's just like naming it. Obviously, I know the brainwaves as I get into them, but sometimes I forget the names of all of them. So I thought it would be cool, fun, easy to go through all of these and have some beat suggestions for you as well, and some different things you can do within your spirituality practice with sound, because I think sound is a really cool part of a lot of our practices. So I thought it would be great to have sort of a savable short episode for you all to keep in your back pocket when you need to, you know, look for different sounds and beats and all that stuff for what you're trying to accomplish spiritually. Before we get into beats and brainwaves, I actually sort of just wanted to round up the themes that I was seeing a lot of in your 2024 readings and mini readings. So first of all, just thank you so, so much to everyone who got a 2024 themes reading with me, mini or live over Zoom. It was a lot of fun to facilitate these, to connect in with your guides and ask them what your themes are going to be. A lot of really powerful stuff came through, a lot of really different words. I learned a lot also about how guides, like each of your guides and guides in general, how they like to communicate and how their communication styles can be so different. And I thought that was really cool. So along with being able to help facilitate these with your guides, I also learned a lot about continuing to work with other people's guides and facilitate those conversations between you and your guide. So thank you so much for allowing me to tap in, and I learned something, you learned something, our guides got to communicate, what fun, what cool stuff came out of that. So I appreciate that so much. And obviously this is the first time that I was offering anything like that. So it was fun to offer something new, to dream up something new. And yeah, so now that I've said that, I just wanted to, because after I did, you know, a decent amount of these throughout the month of January and in December as well, I offered these December and January, so did these for the last 2 months, and some of the biggest themes that I noticed, and I'm sort of just naming these off of the top of my head because that's how I know that they're the biggest themes. I'm sure if I dug into everybody's readings, I would find other themes strung throughout these as well, but here is some of the biggest, the three biggest themes that I saw. And if you got a mini reading or a full 2024 themes reading with me, you might hear one of your general themes. So yeah. So I found that guides use different words. Like, I don't know that I might have got one or two repeating words for themes, but mostly I got different words from every guide that I connected in with, every person. And that was really interesting. But sometimes the words that they would use would lead me to a similar message that somebody else had received. So the first biggest theme, or like the most, one of the themes that I saw the most was breaking cycles. And I think that is so cool. So many people this year, it feels like, based on these themes readings, are going to be breaking out of cycles that they, maybe their subconscious has kept them in, or maybe the people around them have kept them in, or something like that. Like, I just saw a lot of messaging about people being able to more easily break free from cycles that they've sort of been stuck in this year. And I think that is really cool and really, really powerful. So I'm really excited to see that happen for a lot of you. And yeah, I'm assuming that if I saw it so much in these mini readings, I'm sure plenty of other people who didn't grab a mini reading are also going to be experiencing that. It seems like almost an overall theme that a lot of us will be seeing this year. The second one was duality. And again, that didn't always come through in the word duality, but there was a lot of different themes that really dealt with this and that, two things being true at once, joy and sadness, pain and not pain, you know, big change and comfort, all of these sort of duality experiences, like people really holding space for more than one emotion or holding space for more than one truth. And I think that is, I think I said this in the theme before, but I think that is really powerful too. It feels like people's capacity for understanding of their own human experience is going to grow. And I think that that is incredible. So duality was a really big one too. And I think that theme really sums up sometimes what it feels like to be human. So yeah, big theme that I saw as well throughout. And then the last one that I'll mention is big movements forward. Like a lot of people's themes, whatever word they came through with, a lot of people seemed like people in 2024 are going to be taking big steps. They're going to be, as we said, breaking cycles, experiencing that duality, and just like majorly moving forward. And I think that is also really cool. So like, I don't know if I was going to describe it, like how it would come through clairvoyantly for me, it would just be like people taking the most gigantic steps forward in a great way, people moving on, people moving onward, people moving upward. Yeah. People like blasting off on a roller coaster, that type of stuff. So big movements forward in really exciting ways too. So if you heard one of your general themes, if that was explored in your reading or mini reading, there you go. If it wasn't, that's totally fine. We're all experiencing this life differently, right? But I just wanted to talk about a few that I thought really started, started to notice a pattern of those things coming up over the last 2 months within these readings. So let's get into beats and brainwaves. So the first thing that I'm going to do is just define the general brain states that we all have. And I am going to use the book Psychic Witch by Matt Oren. Really fantastic. I will link it in the show notes. This is a great read for any beginner witch slash psychic. I think this is just such a fantastic book. It's one that you can come back to over and over again. Has tons of exercises. I did include this in my 2023 book recap. So if you want to hear a little bit more about it, I mean, that pretty much sums it up, but it is really fantastic. So I am going to read to you about the brainwaves here because they are so well just like laid out here. So here we go. So there are 5 brainwave states: gamma, beta, alpha, theta, and delta. Each one is distinguished by their Hertz cycle. By learning to alter our brainwave states, we learn to alter our consciousness. So, first brainwave state, gamma. This is between 38 and 42 Hertz. Once thought to be random brain noise, the mysterious gamma is the fastest brainwave state. Researchers have found that gamma is highly active when in universal love and transcendental states of consciousness associated with enlightenment. Some Tibetan Buddhist monks and some Indian yogis are able to display this brainwave state while meditating. Okay, so that's gamma. Next is beta, that is 12 to 28 Hertz. Beta occurs while we're awake, alert, and concentrating on something. This is the most common brainwave state that we engage in as humans. Excitement, anxiety, stress, decision-making, critical thinking, and focused attention are associated with beta. Next is alpha, that is 7.5 to 13 Hertz. Alpha occurs while we relaxed, meditating, visualizing, and daydreaming. Alpha has access to the subconscious mind and occurs when we are receiving information passively, such as learning. Alpha is the state of consciousness that is most associated with psychic ability, the state of consciousness linked to hypnosis. That's alpha. Next, theta, 4 to 7 Hertz. Theta occurs before and after sleep. It is associated with light sleep, deep meditation, deep dreaming, vivid imagery, and high levels of inner awareness. In theta, we become completely unaware of the external world. And last but not least, delta, that is 1 to 3 Hertz. Delta occurs during periods of deep, dreamless sleep and is associated with the deepest states of meditation. Healing and regenerating are associated with the state of consciousness, which is why deep sleep can be deeply healing. And then Matt in this book goes on to say, as you can see, alpha and theta are the brainwave states that are associated with psychic perception. In alpha, you can still function. You can talk, you can walk, you can perform ritual or spell, give a tarot reading, things like that. While in theta, you're beginning to fall asleep and beginning to lose awareness of the external world as the inner realms of dreams begin to take over the perception of the external world. Okay, so those are the definitions as read from Psychic Witch by Matt Oren. So we have our basic definitions here. And I am going to, you know, before I recorded this, I was trying to find this reel that I saw on Instagram many, many weeks ago, but it was really cool. And the guy was referencing a study that was done on psychics and mediums. And those psychics and mediums were reaching brain states, brain waves that were associated with dreaming. So like sort of that theta brain wave, but they were completely awake and giving readings. And I wish I could find that, because I wish I could find the study that references that. So I hope I'm remembering that correctly. So you can take that little tidbit with a grain of salt, but I did want to mention it because I thought that was so cool. So there are starting to be studies about psychics and mediums and their brain waves that they are using and emitting, and the state of that their brain is in while they're giving readings. And I find that so fascinating. If you're listening to this and you know the study that I'm talking about, or you know of some studies like this, I would love to hear from you. So feel free to send those over to me. But now I just sort of, after we have these defined, I want to just get into a few things that you can, like beats, brainwave type things that you can use to help yourself get into certain states. So the first thing that I want to talk about here is lucid dreaming. So if you are trying to up your lucid dreaming game, you're trying to lucid dream more, binaural beats are the way to go. So, well, not, I shouldn't say the way to go, but they are a way to go. I have tried this, but I have AirPods, and so, and I like to sleep on my sides. That usually means one of my ears is on a pillow, and so my headphones kept falling out, but that's besides the point. So I just want to say I have tried this. But so binaural beats, what are they? So the first thing that I want to say about binaural beats is, according to, there's anecdotal evidence that suggests that binaural beats may be helpful in promoting lucid dreaming, but there's kind of more research that needs to be done to really prove this. But it is like a general tip that you'll sort of see bouncing around when it comes to lucid dreaming. So what you want to do when you're wearing binaural beats, and also you can use binaural beats not just for lucid dreaming, but also if you want to get into like a deeper meditation, if you really want to, or if you're listening to a guided meditation, you want to put on binaural beats also, that can be really helpful to get yourself into a deeper meditation state and get really relaxed. So you want to wear headphones while you do this, because the science behind this is that binaural beats work by creating two different sound frequencies. So when you're wearing headphones, one sound frequency is playing in one ear, the other sound frequency is playing in the other. And that, when it hears, your brain hears those two tones, and then it creates an additional tone for you to hear. Isn't that crazy? Our brains are so powerful, right? So it, your brain is hearing those two different beats at two different tones and is creating a third tone, and that's a binaural beat. So isn't that really cool? So you can use binaural beats to, as I said, help with lucid dreaming. So you can, a lot of people like to try to fall asleep with them in. And apparently, as we said before, this is anecdotal evidence, but apparently can help you get into that lucid dreaming state. And also for deeper meditations, binaural beats can be really helpful for that. The next thing in terms of like using sound for your spiritual practice, something that has become, I mean, it has been really popular, but I think is kind of growing, has been growing over the past years in popularity, is the idea of sound baths, or, and usually sound baths are done with singing bowls, right? So the Tibetan singing bowls, you'll probably recognize, you'll probably know what those are. Those are sort of those metal looking bowls. They're really beautiful, and people, like, you know, they use a tool to pull around the top of the bowl and it creates that singing sound. So the idea behind these is that the frequency that they put off, also singing bowls come in crystals now, and to my knowledge, to my research, singing bowls are not a closed practice, but I always recommend people also do their research before they buy something from a different culture. And it's never bad to do your research when you're buying something from a different culture. I think that's really safe and really healthy. So, but yes, many people apart from, you know, people from Tibet use singing bowls. So that's what I'll say about that. But basically, the idea behind singing bowls is that they, those frequencies that the different bowls bring out have sort of these, the healing energy, healing frequencies, clearing energy, clearing frequencies, and stuff like that. I really enjoy using singing bowl sounds when I am doing EFT tapping, when I am just doing any meditation to just actually relax my nervous system, when I'm doing sort of like, or also clearing your chakras. It can be really popular to use these singing bowl for clearing your chakras. So obviously you don't have to have a singing bowl to participate in this. There are so many free sound resources in this world. YouTube, when it comes to all these different things, is definitely your friend. You can Google or, you know, look up on YouTube singing bowls for clearing chakras. You will, I'm sure, get plenty singing bowls for root chakra. And I'm sure you'll get, you can even get into each chakra too. So, and also like singing bowls for clearing energy. Any, honestly, anything you can think of, I'll bet you your bottom dollar that YouTube has a sound for it. So, and trust your intuition as you're picking those, you know. I think people having, you know, that type of content on YouTube usually have great intentions, but I always like to say use your intuition in the end, right? And I also do want to mention here a great artist called Stephen Halpern. You can find him on Spotify. That's where I find his music. And he does a lot of different sounds and beats and, you know, waves. He does a lot like different theta and stuff like that for you to listen to while you meditate and stuff. So if you're looking for somebody maybe that's not YouTube based, and you, I'm sure he's on Apple Music too, but I would look up Stephen Halpern on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you listen to your music, and see what he has to offer too. He's got tons of really good vibey music. So great suggestion there as well if you're looking for something off YouTube. So in terms of, and we talked about binaural beats for meditation work and lucid dreaming. We've talked about bowls, singing bowls, and you can even use bells as well for healing or healing, clearing, and any like chakra clearing that you would want to do. Aura cleansing can be really helpful with the singing bowls as well. And so I just want to talk a little bit about that, like if you're thinking, okay, well, what if I want to get into a brain state for reading my tarot cards, reading my oracle cards, or connecting in with my guides? That's when I think it can be really helpful to get yourself in that alpha or theta state. So what you would want to do for that, and this is why I say YouTube and other artists like Stephen Halpern can be so helpful, because they'll usually just label their music like theta waves or something like that. So if you do want to use sound to help get yourself and sort of prompt your brain to get into that state, I think looking up theta sounds, alpha, well, theta might put you a little bit to sleep. So actually I would start with alpha and see if that can really help you. This is going to be for experiment too, right? You're going to have to take some time to experiment with what really works for you. But look up those alpha and theta waves. See what works best for you. See what helps you get into that little bit more of a meditative receiving state. And just as a special reminder, as usual, I will remind you to ground, protect yourself before you go into any meditative state where you intend to meet with guides or intend to divine information from the universe or deity or whatever spirit you choose to work with. So basically looking up music that is attributed to the brainwave state that you are trying to accomplish. So that would be that alpha and theta state that you're getting into. And this is why, like when we say the theta state is also really associated with those psychic and mediumistic abilities, That's why a lot of our experiences can happen when you're coming into or out of sleep, right? Your brain is in that receptive theta state and is open to receiving. So that kind of explains also why, you know, I mean, that happened and it used to happen a lot, especially before I was grounded and had my boundaries set really well. It still happens every now and then, but yeah, that's a really common thing when you're in that theta state to really be receiving from spirit. So I think that is all I have to say about the beats and the brainwaves and the sounds that you can use. If you have any questions that come out of this minisode, as I always say, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm always happy to hear from people, and I'm hoping that this, you know, I'm on purpose making this episode not too long so that you can save it, skip through it, and find what you need whenever you need to. So I don't really know if there's actually a way to save episodes. You could save the link, probably send it to yourself, whatever you want to do. But hoping this was a helpful little episode. And next week we'll be in February. If you're listening to this in real time, it is January 2024. If you're not, welcome from the past, I guess, if you're listening to this in the future. Hello. Thank you for being here. And yeah, next week we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming, you know, with guests and all that. I might be sort of sprinkling in some more solo episodes like this throughout the year. It's been really fun to experiment with solo episodes this January. So yeah, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you love the podcast and listen on Apple, please be sure to rate and leave a review. If you want more from Opening the Door, follow along on Instagram at Opening the Door Podcast. Have a question about psychic work or psychic development? Email openingthedoorpodcast@gmail.com, and you might have your question included in one of our future Q&A episodes.